The Unreal and the Real, Selected Stories of Ursula K. Le Guin, Volumes 1 and 2. By Ursula K. Le Guin, DB 81950. Copyright 2012 by Ursula K. Le Guin. Read by Mary Kane. This book contains 614 pages. Approximate reading time, 24 hours, 10 minutes. This book contains markers allowing direct access to, at level 1, the books, at level 2, the contents, introductions, and stories, and at level 3, the sections. Library of Congress Annotation. 2-volume set of selected short stories from Ursula K. Le Guin, both published in 2012. Volume 1, Where on Earth, focuses on stories of realism with earthly settings. Volume 2, Outer Space, Inner Lands, focuses on otherworldly settings and subjects, some violence, some strong language, and some descriptions of sex. 2012. About the author. Ursula K. Le Guin, ursulakleguin.com, has published 21 novels, 11 volumes of short stories, 4 collections of essays, 12 books for children, 6 volumes of poetry, and 4 of translation, and has received the Hugo, Nebula, Endeavor, Locus, Tiptree, Sturgeon, Penn Malamud, and National Book Award, among others. Her recent publications include the novel Lavinia, The Wild Girls, an essay collection, Cheek by Jowl, and Finding My Elegy, New and Selected Poems. She lives in Portland, Oregon. Where on Earth? Copyright 2012 by Ursula K. Le Guin. This book contains 281 pages. Approximate reading time, 10 hours, 55 minutes. From the book jacket. For 50 years, National Book Award winner Ursula K. Le Guin's stories have shaped the way her readers see the world. Her work gives voice to the voiceless, hope to the outsider, and speaks truth to power. Le Guin's writing is witty, wise, both sly and forthright. She is a master craftswoman. This 2-volume selection of almost 40 stories, taken from her 11 collections, was made by Le Guin herself, as was the organizing principle of splitting the stories into the nominally realistic and fantastic. Where on Earth focuses on Le Guin's interest in realism and magic realism, and includes many of Le Guin's satirical, political, and experimental earthbound stories. Highlights include World Fantasy and Hugo Award winner Buffalo Gals Won't You Come Out Tonight, the rarely reprinted satirical short The Lost Children, and the title story of her Pulitzer Prize finalist collection, Unlocking the Air. Stories in this volume were originally published in venues as varied as Playboy, Tri-Quarterly, Orbit, Red Book, and The New Yorker. Companion volume, Outer Space, Inner Lands, includes Le Guin's best-known non-realistic stories. Both volumes include new introductions by the author. Contents. Introduction, page Roman numeral 1. Brothers and Sisters, page 1. A Week in the Country, page 37. Unlocking the Air, page 59. Imaginary Countries, page 73. The Diary of the Rose, page 83. Direction of the Road, page 107. The White Donkey, page 115. Gwilyn's Harp, page 119. May's Lion, page 127. Buffalo Gals, Won't You Come Out Tonight, page 135. Horse Camp, page 165. The Water Is Wide, page 171. The Lost Children, page 183. Texts, page 185. Sleepwalkers, page 189. Hand, Cup, Shell, page 199. Ether Or, page 223. Half Past Four, page 249. Reader's Note: The record of first publication found in the print edition is not included in this recording. End of reader's note.